New Connect FM.
If you're just tuning in, we're talking with State Comptroller Judy Barr Topinka. Judy, do you think that the GA should have gone with the governor's plan to borrow to pay backlog bills or not?
No borrowing, because that has always been the easy way out for the state. You know, when in doubt, go borrow money. I mean, as my grandmother always said, any damn fool can borrow. and that's true. And all that does is make us pay money back with interest payments now. So in effect, you're going deeper into the hole. The legislature, the governor, everybody involved here has to understand this very basic premise, which is you cannot keep spending more than you take in, especially in an economy that is still not getting off the ground. In fact, you know, there's projections now that, you know, it may even get worse. If that's the case, it's going to be even harder. Cuts are going to be even harder. You know, the easy cuts have probably been made already, and the cuts are going to be longer, harder, deeper. And, of course, all of these programs have constituencies, and there will be people whose ox will be gored, and they're going to howl, and they're not going to be happy. Yeah. And some of these programs are really, you know, quite meritorious, especially as they deal with the folks who are having a real hard time. Mm-hmm. And education, I mean, we can't walk away from education. I mean, these are our future citizens, workers, you know, people who will be productive in society. And if we don't educate them and they come up where they can't compete now in a global society, we're really dooming Illinois for the future. So a very delicate balance is going to have to be come up with here. Later, you know, come at things in a less thoughtful fashion or influenced by special interests. They're really going to have to think their way out of this.
Okay. You know, Judy, there was a time where you ran for governor.
Oh, yeah.
And I voted for you. If you were governor, what would you do? What would you do to help our state get out of this financial mess? I know that's a huge question. What's like one thing that you would do?
Well, first of all, I would have started with the pullback on spending, trying to keep the budget in order. I mean, it would have all been about economics. It would have been, you know, making sure that we were on course and trying to make up for some of past ills. It would not have probably been a great administration. You can't keep saying yes to everybody and just assuming that money's going to be flowing in. That's kind of a big question now because, frankly, you know, it's been a while since I've been there. But sadly, since we went with Blagojevich a second time, knowing the man was probably the most investigated governor that we'd ever had, he made things worse. I certainly wouldn't have made things worse. I certainly would not have attacked the pension fund to take money out of it and use it for other expenses. I would not have been raiding other pre-existing funds that we needed to operate the state. You know, I would have been looking for ways, just as we do in the controller's office, to save money. And, you know, we've already managed to do that. I certainly would have advocated merging the offices of treasurer and controller, which Treasurer Rutherford and I agree on, as past treasurers and controllers have as well, that it's time to merge those offices and save $12 million a year. So, you know, you have to go through your budget and see where you can make more efficiencies, make sure you have more cost savings. And, you know, he did not do that. In fact, he went on with giveaways that were never funded. I mean, like child health program that he had. I mean, there was never any money for that. Mm-hmm. We weren't paying Medicaid as it were, let alone adding another load of Medicaid-type patients onto a system that couldn't sustain it. Mm. I mean, he gave away free rides to seniors on public transportation that could not be sustained and was causing our public transportation to take a $37 million hit. I mean, you just don't do that. So all of those things would not have happened. You have to look at what would not have happened had I been governor, and that would have kept us on a better state footing.
Okay. And, hey, before we let you go, could we do like a little getting to know you? Just get your opinion on some of the stories that are out there today. Are you up for that?
Well, sure. Anything you want to know. I mean, you know, I've been in politics long enough to know my life's pretty much of an open book.
Okay. First question, you had mentioned Rob Blagojevich. What do you think about the Rob Blagojevich trial? Do you think he'll be able to turn anyone on that jury?
I am hopeful because it's 11 women and one man. that there's not some bleeding heart on that jury who somehow feels sorry for him or thinks he's cute, because he's up for some very serious charges. Mm-hmm. And I think we have just begun to see what the prosecution's doing. Needless to say, I watched that quite a bit. And, you know, when I saw the thing yesterday that he wanted to be senator or considered being senator so that he could go out and stalk Osama bin Laden, yeah. I thought, my gosh, this guy has just gone off the brink.
Yeah.
I mean,
I think he's saying things that are just way out there to confuse people.
I think you're right. And I think, too, that the issue that they're trying to make is look, I just run at the mouth. And as a result, none of these things are for real. This is just the way I operate, and none of these things should be taken seriously. Therefore, all of these horrible taped telephone calls are just that. They're mm-hmm. just running at the mouth, and that's, you know, I'm a doofus, but that's what you can hold me accountable for. I'm a doofus, but not a felon, and get him off the hook.
All right. What do you think about Anthony Weiner, the Wienergate scandal? Have you heard about that?
He has such an unfortunate name, too.
I know.
case. The more he protested, the worse it looks.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's always something I always use, which is called the stomach test. Does it make your stomach churn, and does it not feel right? It just doesn't feel right.
Yeah.
And I'd like to give the guy the benefit of the doubt, but in light of some of these other things that have gone on in Congress, it has a tendency to have a funny odor about it.
Yeah. Yeah, there's something strange there, because he can say so many things with certitude, except that's not a picture of him. So that's bizarre.
I'm concerned, too, that he can't seemingly recognize that picture on the Internet. I would think he would have some kind of an understanding of his own private parts.
Yeah, one would think. It's summertime. A lot of high schoolers and college graduates are looking for summer jobs. What was your best and worst summer job?
I think it was probably selling clothes. And I worked in a place that really pushed clothes on people, and I was not one that wanted to push clothes on people, especially if they didn't look good in them. I was always kind of honest about that and saying, that didn't look good. And my boss said, you know, if they like it and it doesn't fit, it doesn't matter.
Ah.
If it looks terrible, it doesn't matter. Just sell it. And they finally, I think, put me on accessories or something, so, you know, I couldn't cause any major grief. But I still remember this horrible woman who came in right at closing time at about 9:30 at night on a Thursday night, and she obviously was kind of fuller in the hips, where she obviously was wearing an 18 or 20, and she was determined that she was going to wear a size 12.
Okay.
She went through every skirt in that place. And it kept me there till almost 11 o'clock at night, and then she bought nothing and walked out.
Oh, man.
It just wasn't going to fit. You know, it just wasn't, and she wanted to be a size 12. Sorry about that. I couldn't sell her.
So then what was your best summer job?
I have another bad one, too.
Perfect.
You know, I sold World Book encyclopedias one summer.
Okay.
Door to door. And I felt bad about that, too, because they did a training class which was all psychologically motivated, so that you could kind of bluff a person into buying one of these expensive encyclopedias or make them feel guilty. So I didn't do real well at that either, because I felt like I was cheating them if they really didn't understand what they were paying for or couldn't handle it. So, you know, I've got that. But best summer job, I'm trying to think. I think the best summer job was looking for a job.
That can be fun, too.
Yeah.
Judy, it has been such a pleasure talking with you. And, you know, I'd love to have you back on.
I have to share one crazy little story with you, because in my Springfield house last week, I have a rented house.
And yeah.
It's got a nice fence around it, so I have my dogs down there, because I can't leave them behind, because the cost of babysitting for the dogs gets excessive. And one of my Scotties ate a toad, and I was really upset by that, because I just didn't know if the toad would make the dog sick. And the next day I had to look around for remains of this toad.
Yeah.
I was chasing the dog around in my fluffy house slippers outside with a flashlight trying to get that toad away. So I have these wonderful, exciting experiences.
Oh, my gosh. That is kind of a crazy experience.
I mean, my dogs usually go after squirrels and birds and rabbits and stuff, but a toad. Keepers.
And your dog didn't get sick?
No, he didn't. He actually digested it. He had hiccups and various things for about 2 hours afterward, but I never found any remains. So there were no funerary services for the toad.
Oh, my God. What's your dog's name?
Jack. Scotty. They're all fondlings. I've got two Scotties, both from Scotty Rescue, and I've got a beagle from the Springfield Pound, who I've now taken 5 tumors out of. Nobody else wanted her. She's an old beat-up thing. And she's a wonderful little girl.
I had a beagle once, too, Gus, and he was so special. And he would get these fat balls, so I'd have to go, you know, we'd have to go and get those removed and things. So he was an expensive dog, but worth every penny.
Well, this one's expensive, too, with all the tumors and everything else, because she's so old, and dental care. And you always have to watch those beagles, because they eat incessantly. They
will eat. Yes, I know.
That is out there. And they always tease me that my beagles look like ottomans because they get a little chunky.
It's surprising she didn't go after the toad. At least she was smart enough to not do that.
Well, she's not going to do that. She's much smarter. She's an older dog. She knows all that.
She knows what's really good.
Yeah. We're going to wait for dinner when you'll get chicken or maybe some ground beef or maybe some, you know, kitchen droppings, all that good stuff.
That sounds like a beagle. Yeah. Well, we'd love to have you back, Judy. Anytime you want to be on, let us know. I'll reach out to you. I promise I won't stalk you on Facebook. Have a great summer.
It's going to be good. There's a lot of work to be done. We're now going to be putting all of our paper onto discs. This is going to be a monumental job. And so it's going to be busy, and we're going to be out lobbying for some of the bills we didn't get through and try and save a little bit more money.
All right. That sounds great. Okay. Let us know what we can do to help.
Yeah, very good.
All right. Thank you, Judy.
Bye-bye now.
93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM.